Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you this morning? Are you all good? Okay, good. So I got a question for you this morning. Do you know what it means to cherish something? What do you think it means? To love something a lot. I like that. That's a really good... You want to take a stab at it? What's it mean to cherish something? What do you cherish? God, you cherish God, good. What else do you cherish? What do you really love a lot? Friends, you cherish friends, good, okay. What else? Anything else? Sometimes when we cherish something, if it's not a person, but it's a something, we put it in a safe place where we're not gonna lose it, right? Okay? So I wanted to show you something that I cherish today, okay? I brought with me a couple of little airplanes here. I'll tell you why I cherish them, okay? This is a P-38 Lightning. It's an old World War II airplane, okay? This was always my dad's favorite airplane. My dad loved airplanes. And we went one day to the Air Force Museum in Dayton. You ever been there? In another town, yeah. Have you? Alabama, okay. So you've been to some Air Force museums, right? My dad loved that museum. And then afterwards, we went to the gift shop, and then we each bought our favorite little airplane, a model of our favorite airplane. He bought the P-38 Lightning. I bought a model of my favorite airplane. This is the A-10 Warthog, okay? And right there in the gift shop, my dad and I took these airplanes, and we pretended to have a dogfight. We were making airplane sounds. And we were making gun sounds. Yeah, like that. Me and my dad in the museum, in the gift shop. And it's just a real happy memory of my dad. So do you think that I cherish these things? Oh, I cherish them a lot. Yeah, and I keep them in a safe place in my office. And I remember my dad. It's just such a happy memory. Yeah. So we all have things that we cherish, don't we? The Bible says the same kind of thing. We should cherish something. And it's my job as a pastor to keep reminding people, you know what? We have some really, really important things to cherish. God has given us gifts, hasn't He? He's given us salvation. He's given us forgiveness. He's given us food to eat, right? And clothes to wear. And He's given us water, right? Yeah. And He has made us His children. All He gave this to us in baptism. And why should we cherish those gifts so much? Because how much did those gifts cost? What did it cost Jesus to give us salvation? And for it cost Him His life, didn't it? He couldn't have paid anything more. And so those are the gifts that we cherish above all the other gifts that we have. I cherish it even more than I cherish these airplanes. You know, in the Old Testament, God gave Israel gifts, right? He gave them freedom and salvation and forgiveness. But you know what happened to Israel? They stopped cherishing the gifts. They got distracted by other things. And pretty soon, they were not allowed to go into the Promised Land. They stopped cherishing the gifts of God. Do we want that to happen to us? No, we don't. So my job is to keep reminding people to cherish Jesus above everything else. Cherish Him. Never let go of Him. Hold on to Him. Keep your faith in Him strong, because faith is what we use to hold on to our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever let Him go. Don't ever let anything distract you from Him. He is the greatest gift that we have. He is our life. He is our salvation. So hold on, okay? Cherish Him. Let's pray. Why don't you repeat after me, okay? Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for Your gifts of life and salvation and of a home with You in the Promised Land. Help us always to cherish Your gifts. We pray in Your name. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Go on back.